Doctor, you understand that I'm nervous, and my wife's here, and she's nervous.
I'm nervous, too.
Yeah, baby. Your family looks like it's about to shit a brick.
You gotta tell us, what are the test results, Doctor?
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, no.
It's really bad, baby. No. Oh, man. They don't call me Dr. Bluesman for nothing.
Dr. Bluesman, there's only one way I can receive this terrible news.
It's the only way I know how, baby.
And it's if you deliver it to me in that sweet, sultry, dirty Delta Blues, baby, that Mississippi mud.
It's like God struck lightning dynamite, baby, and he gave me two gifts.
What
were
they?
He said, number one, you're going to be a great doctor. Number two,
Wait, how did he say it?
You're going to be a great doctor, baby.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be a great doctor, baby. Oh, your bedside manner, baby. I'm going to fix it right up for you, baby. You gotta sing like a beautiful blues man, baby. When you're giving those people really bad news, you gotta give it to them in the form of the blues. You got gagginitis. You got all sorts of things wrong with your head. Oh, in 3 weeks. No, I give it 3 days before you'll be dead, baby.
Oh, God.
You better write up your will. Your wife's looking trill. She's gonna sing about you dead, baby. Come on, wifey, let's hear something. Now I'm going down, 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 down.
Do you want to fuck right here on the gurney when I could push him over and push him on the floor?
Nah, baby, leave him on the gurney.
Oh, it's sexier that way, isn't
Let's
it?
Let's use his blood and guts looping.
Why didn't you close him up? He's all open. Mm. Oh, no, all right, whatever. I'll try anything once. I'm a freak. I'm a fucking freaky slut. I don't care.
Let's do it right now, baby.
Hey, welcome to the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. I'm the Joel part.
You're the I thought you were going to go, I'm the Joelmeister. I'm the Joel dude.
I'm the Joel in the hole. I'm Joely boy.
You're here with Dave and Joel at the top of the hour. Traffic is shitty and weather is worse.
If he's Joel, then who am I?
Oh, that makes who you the other one, Dave.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it goes.
Glad we got that out of the way.
That's what it do.
That blues song came out of nowhere, man.
You think?
Yeah. That song came out of nowhere. That was just pure passion.
You think so?
I think, you know, I green screened inside my head where I'm like, I got to put myself somewhere else. I am now a
doctor. A blues doctor from Mississippi.
I was going to say Louisiana, but okay.
I'm from Shreveport, baby.
Does Dr. Blues practice in the dirty, dirty
scales?
South?
Yeah, he practices his
pentatonics. No! Is his practice in the dirty, dirty South, or has he transplanted up to, say, the Northeast, where he might be able to make a more profitable investment in his location?
Sure.
But he brings that flavor, that spice.
You know, when I'm bleeding, or when something's severely wrong with me, I think, fuck, I need something a bit more exotic than your regular old treatment. I need some Cajun spice in there. I need something that tastes like dirty chicken. I don't know what that means, but it's a vibe, man. It's a vibe check.
It's that dirty chicken vibe.
Yeah. It's as all the Gen Yers are saying. I'm just vibing over here.
Do you
baby.
Think if you...
Gen Zers, should I say.
Do you think if you went to like an East Coast doctor in the late 60s and you said, Doc, I feel like I'm not going to make it.
What is it, sweetheart?
And he would say, well, perhaps I could diagnose you. With a bit of song in the flavor of our contemporary time.
You see, our medicine is quite limited. I could give you some lithium, or I could sing you a song. What's it going to be?
He would say...
You seem like you're real sick. You seem like there's a hole in your dick. You seem like you're having problems. You seem like you want me to solve them. But I can't, because I won't. Because our technology is severely limited. I can't look inside your bones because the MRI machine hasn't been invented yet. Do you have a response to this diagnosis?
Hey, Doc, what's my prognosis? I sound exactly like you, baby. Could you look inside my body and tell me if it's really tawdry? Is everything working at 50%? National health insurance is gonna cost me a few cents. Could you help me? I don't mean to get political, but there's something like a tumor growing inside of my balls. Could you fix it? Can you lick it? Could you do something new? I've come into here because of you.
Perhaps you've seen my colleague, Dr. Blues. He's got blues.
That's
suede
me,
shoes. I'm sure he gave you the bad news.
Yeah, baby.
Anyway, that'll be $6,000.
Christ, has it always been that much in this bloody country?
You haven't met your deductible man, so you're gonna have to dig through the trash can. And
you're gonna find out a better medical plan.
It becomes a shanty after a while.
Yar, har, har, he, yar, har, har, ho.
Go on, do it again.
Heidi, hi, he, and heidi, hi, ho.
We're gonna find something between your toes. Oh, look, there's something behind your nose.
Heidi, hi, he, hi, ho.
No, keep right. going. We've never touched upon a shanty in all of our days in the noise hole. Where's Gary? Where's Gary? Gary! Where is he? He was here a minute ago. Gary! Gary!
There he is.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Do you want Gary to play along with his shanty?
Hi, daddy. We don't need you, Gary, but if you want to.
Yeah, fuck off, Gary. don't take that fucking tone with me.
Gary, after last week where you fucking slapped me in the head.
Also, Gary! It's a fucking mess in here. What did you do? There's bits of ceiling all over the floor.
It's stinking. Were you dancing on the ceiling?
Have you been crawling up
like
the
that
walls?
Song? Crawling in your skin. I'm crawling!
crawling up the walls.
Oh, you
dancing
mean
dancing on the ceiling.
You mean crawling up my skin.
These words that you're not heal.
That's what it is.
Okay, sure, let's go.
Thanks, Gary.
Something inside me that pulls beneath the surface, consuming, confusing, lack of self-control is never ending.
I'm glad we did that.
All right.
I'm glad we did that as an aside. Let's get back to the sea shanty.
That was if Bob Dylan sat in with a sea shanty band and they went, yarr, it's us, Linkin Park.
Linkin. I'm trying to think
Linkin
of like
Plank.
I'm trying to think
of Linkin Plank. It's Walkin' Plank.
Walkin' Plank.
Walking plank.
Yar, yo, ho, ho, ho.
All right, Dave, listen.
You sound like you have a plan.
What's I do?
You have an agenda.
Well, I have a agenda. What is the... What's another Linkin Park song that would make a good sea shanty as if sung by Walking Plank?
Let's take a look at Hybrid Theory. Let's talk about that a little bit.
What album? I mean, what song?
Fuck. I don't Numb? Necessarily remember the names of them.
What about Numb?
Numb was on the second
I've
album.
I've become so numb. I can see you there. I'm in my
The one with the video with the flying whale, which I've forgotten about. One thing. I got so far. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep on trying to design. Try to be by myself. I run so far.
Tried so hard. In the end. Is it called In the End?
Okay, yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. Noise Boys, some albums you haven't heard for like 20 years, but at the time you listen to them so much that they're still ingrained in your memory and you can sing them even though you think they're completely gone from the dusty old abandoned mine that is your fucking former memories.
Yeah, your age-addled brain of shit.
Sometimes you just send a canary down there and you rediscover.
It starts with one! One thing, I don't know why, doesn't even matter how hard to try. Keep that in mind with the That sounds like a Burger King commercial.
Did that album mean anything to you when it came out? You were a little older.
I wasn't a fan.
I was about 15, you were
20.
20?
I wasn't a fan. A buddy of mine who is 1 to 2 years younger than me was obsessed.
Really?
Like, it was the right age to like Linkin Park. 15 to 20 at the time, that's exactly when you're supposed to like Linkin Park. But... it didn't speak to me. I think, oh boy, is this going to sound, it's going to sound stupid. I was about to say it sounded like manufactured angst. And then I thought about everything I listened to and went, oh,
well,
never mind.
It was certainly glossier, but it's probably because it had a lot of sort of digital stuff going on. Lots of DP boopies and DJ input and stuff like that. What I liked about it at the time, and it is its appeal, it's its straightforward appeal, is that it crosses the line between something melodic and enjoyable and hooky and singy with...
Cross the line!
With like drop C.
Right.
And it's... I can't think of another band that sounds like them even today.
I can think of 10 bands that came close by trying to copy Nine Inch Nails.
Sure.
Like... There's a whole genre of bands that went, ooh, industrial with screaming? Yeah, let's do that.
But what about industrial with melodic poppy vocals?
And I don't think they ever threw in rappers either.
Right.
So that is maybe the way that Linkin Park distinguished themselves, but it was like Stabbing Westward and Gravity Kills and all these and even to a more, what's the opposite of lesser? Greater?
Sure.
A greater extent, Filter. Literally featuring a member of the touring Nine Inch Nails band as the singer.
Right.
I mean, it was like a Me Too movement, except the opposite. Instead of sexual harassment, it was music copying.
Right.
Like, let's do that. Ooh, let's do that. I think there was a lot of that.
Let's trace it.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, give me some tracing paper.
But it's not necessarily let's extrapolate what we like from it and mix it in with what we got over here. It's let's just copy that.
Let's just do it. More of it. And so I'll give Linkin Park credit for not just doing it.
What I liked about them at the time was, yeah, I guess they did share a lot of similarities with really poppy bands, like boy bands nearly, because each of them looked like an individual you could get to know individually. You got Chester over here.
No, what
you got
you're Mike saying is they here. Looked like at different action figures.
Sure.
That was the boy band aesthetic.
Yeah, and that's
what kind of hair does he have?
That's not necessarily a bad thing, because they had the music to back
it up. It's like an anime team or something. It's like, oh, he's the one with the spiky hair.
Exactly. And you got Shinoda over here with
He's wearing headphones.
He's got the headphones on. He's always got the headphones
on. He looked like a character.
They're real life gorillas.
They all looked like characters from a Dreamcast game.
Like Jet Set Radio. Yes.
They look like an imported Dreamcast Japanese game with overly, like, okay, they looked in real life the way I would imagine people would draw them in high school.
They looked like
big baggy clothes, pants that hit the ground.
And that happened a
big
lot.
Big hoodies.
I mean, they kind of mingled with that aesthetic as well, where the same place as the gorillas came from, you know, where people would draw. Do you remember what fucking like fan art looked like in the early 2000s?
Yes.
Where no one would draw pupils in their eyes.
Yes. And it like, was meant to look ghosty and alien-y.
Yeah, but also like graffiti-like.
Yes.
Like,
that, yeah. You know what? That's exactly what I'm talking about. What a Limp Bizkit album cover looks like.
Sure.
Durst original graffito.
Graffito?
That is
it's me, graffito. I've come to poop up your walls with spray paint.
Graffito. One individual graffito. I feel like that they physically resembled the way a 15-year-old would have drawn them on the back of a spiral notebook.
So they kind of, you know, they had this cartoonish element that you could relate to as well as a kid. There was a lot to like.
I also think they really tapped in. Every kid of that generation especially needed their angst supply, and I think they tapped into a version of that that I didn't feel, but that I know other people felt very strongly.
Right.
Like, they've really singled out my isolation. And I don't mean that to make fun of them. I think all of this is taken with a grain of salt, because the idea that 25-year-old musicians sing like 15-year-old sad boys, and then the 15-year-old sad boys go, they're so deep. And I'm like, no, they're you.
But what's...
Huh? Like, get it? They're just you. You're all the same.
Right.
They're as deep as you are, and their lyrics are not that insightful. They're just very plainly saying what nondescript anger and angst feels like.
Well, it doesn't...
I'm so mad all the time!
It doesn't need to be vague, and it doesn't need to be some sort of cryptic message. Sometimes you just want to say, I'm fucking upset.
And that is exactly why I think it didn't appeal to me, because grunge and alternative taught me that everything should be vague and cryptic.
Tortured genius! And they weren't necessarily pretending to be geniuses. They were just saying what they felt, man.
I think that's the difference. And I think if you had asked me the big difference between what I was listening to and what they were doing... is that if my guy wanted to say I'm sad, it would have gone like...
Black rainbow.
Oh, that's too happy a transition. Hang on. It would go...
Black rainbow.
Dark rainbow. Clouds. Cumulus clouds hanging over the shower. I put a blade in my eye.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't even know if there would be as... yeah.
No, that's maybe a little too...
A little too on the nose, even. There's no blade in the eye.
Right,
it would be like...
Spiraling rainbow. Clouds are dark. Grass is dark. There's a woman with a creepy smile. And she's gutting a fish.
But you can't do it story style. So it would go, creepy smile, gutting fish, you know what I mean.
Covered in piss, creepy smile, gutting fish, everything covered in piss.
And so Linkin Park's version of that
would be,
if I can get a,
yo, I'm feeling really sad today. I'm going to take a piss and pour it all the way down the sink. I'm going to have a thing. And I'm gonna do a mistake. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's...
What's kind of funny is that they're one of those bands that we're not going to easily emulate here.
No, not at all.
Without a lot of like... I guess we
Gary!
Can just, Okay, let's try. Are we really? Okay.
No!
Ow. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I was so mad.
That was 1,000 decibels.
Did you hear how mad
I had to hold a Boeing 747 to my ears to be
quieter.
You out. Yeah.
Just to be quieter.
To muffle you.
Jeez. Gary, that's close, but you can't just do that. I mean,
Gary, what are you fucking playing at, boy?
Yeah, put get back behind your e-kit. No, Jesus, Gary.
Gary, you digital bitch. Get back
you
there. Get on those.
Digital slut.
Get on those skins and bones and play us a song, dipshit. Sure, you're not even in time. Whatever.
Gary!
Gary, don't make me come over there and pour fucking soup into your hair. Look how much you pissed.
He's pumping
much you
me
pissed,
up.
Look how much you pissed Daddy Joel off.
Daddy. Go, don't you dare. Gary, that's better.
Whatever, man.
There's a woman over there, she's sitting in a tree, and she's gutting a fish, and she's looking at the cloud, and the cloud is shit. And look at that rainbow, the rainbow is black.
Black rainbows floating over my head.
Black rainbow floating over my head.
Black rainbows floating over my head.
Black rainbows mean I'm sad. They mean I'm sad.
I'm feeling so dumb. I'm feeling so numb. I'm feeling real sad. Gonna feel real bad when I take a piss inside of my pants. Maybe I should do a piss all over the
black
pants.
Rainbows!
All over the pants.
Do a piss all over the pants.
So, yeah, that's every Linkin Park song, or none.
That
if you love them...
That's a grave insult. Chester Bennington spitting in his grave like a leg of lamb in a fucking Turkish kebab shop. Okay.
Look at me in my grave. You might think that I'm insane, but it's time for me to spin. I know I'll never win. I look like a kebab in a Turkish shop. Spinning around in my grave. Please don't shave the meat
I'm
off.
I'm sad, I'm a leg and lamb. Maybe some ham, I don't know. I'm sad, I'm a leg and lamb.
Oh, maybe some ham,
I don't know.
I'm so sad, maybe I'm a leg of lamb. Maybe I just got baked in a kebab. Maybe I'm spinning around on a spit, or maybe I should just take a shit.
Okay.
It turned into a Bloodhound Gang song at the end there.
Do me, baby, burp, do you want to go to the burp, 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 egg, burp.
How's the Noise Boys doing?
Do you remember their song Egg Baby?
No.
Because it's not real.
You're an egg baby, nothing but egg.
It's the exact same riff too.
You're an egg baby, you're nothing but egg. And I'm gonna take my egg and stick it between your legs. And baby, you're an egg baby, you are nothing but egg. And I'm gonna take my egg and stick it between your legs. And you're an egg.
What did you think of the Bloodhound Gang?
I had an affinity for their Dum Dum songs that were quite popular. Just the hits, just the Fire, Water, Burn.
Oh, you dipped your toe
into the
water. The
monkey song.
You didn't want to get deep with the Bloodhound Gang.
Isn't that just...
You and me, baby.
Yeah, that's what we've been playing the whole time.
Mammals, but they can do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Get one of them.
That's exactly what we've been playing the whole time. That's why I mentioned it.
You and me, baby. Ain't
nothing...
Erg.
Nothing but egg, and that's egg and bird,
egg. Okay. I did think that they were, oh my God, you just reminded me. I covered Fire, Water, Burn when I was like 15 or 16 at a local show.
Did you do it at a church?
No, this was an outdoor art studio. There was a stage in a parking lot, and that was where we did most of our shows.
Oh, like Plano has, where you go downtown. They've got a little area where you can set up your drums or whatever.
It was fenced in, and there was a cover charge. Like, it was It was established as if it were a real venue, but it was far from it.
Yeah.
But that's where we went.
Right.
You didn't have to know what was happening. You just knew to go there. Like, where are you going? Art studio, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
Yeah, sweet. Shit. See you there.
Yeah. That was just where you went.
Okay, cool.
But if you did have a show, it was like, make flyers, put them up everywhere, tell everybody forever, bug everybody.
Make sure you fucking show up. Like, I need the support. Make sure. And I need to see some faces that are happy to see me there performing.
I think all of your friends, like pestering all of your friends to go to your local piece of shit show was the 1996 version of like, you got to be on my podcast or, you know, can we make a YouTube video together?
Yeah,
you know,
let's collab.
Yeah, let's collab. Can you retweet this?
Can you collab?
Guys, you got to retweet this.
Did you make flyers much yourself?
100%.
Did you draw them or did you make them on your computer?
Didn't have a computer. So I drew them by hand.
Oh, man. You got to have some of those saved over, right? I have
all of them.
Yeah.
They're under my bed.
Yeah. We got to scan some of that shit and put it on the wall.
Could be in the attic.
I probably have some digital copies of old flyers of my old band. We could stick them up on the noise wall.
My first real band was called Standing on Pluto. And so our logo was a little alien standing on a small planet. And I drew that on every flyer that we had.
Was it graphic design friendly or was it like a little detailed alien that you couldn't really put onto a t-shirt or anything?
We did make t-shirts. I don't remember.
See, you got further than we did. We made... No, I still have a t-shirt.
By t-shirts, I think I meant we made 3 t-shirts like, to wear.
For each of you to wear.
Yeah, I think we made them to
wear. You're one of those bands that wore your own merch.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, man.
If memory serves, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I still have a t-shirt from a Red Letter Day, which is what the Hammer Brothers eventually became when they went a bit more emo and sincere.
To wear a bit more emo.
We had
it's me from the planet alien.
Did you?
From the planet alien. Here comes them aliens.
Did you go to your bandmates and go,
hey, boys, I got something to say. I think we should walk out in an emo way. Let's get dirty and get real sad, because I'm fed up of being glad.
And they went, Dave, what are you?
I'm going to comb my bangs down into my face and we could get emo all over the place.
Why do you sound like a Muppet, Dave?
Right through I disappeared for 2 weeks. I don't know what happened. I got took up to the sky Bice. And people play with my glands.
But, Bice, have you seen Davey? He hasn't come to practice. He hasn't come to rehearsal. 2 weeks.
Rehearsal.
And then you floated through the window.
A great mockery of our accent. I get rehearsal. A hassle. Like you're trying to push a fucking ice cream cone out of your mouth.
The window slides open by itself and you come flooding in planked. And then you
my feet
tilt.
Come in yes, first.
First, feet trolls. First.
Like a gooey,
glowing.
Luigi man. Like
and
a Luigi.
And then
Gooigi.
You spin. And you go,
greetings, friends, bandmates, festive bandmates. I am their friend. We play music. We play.
Dave.
Greetings, bandmate friends.
Hey, what's up?
Do you Dave? Want to talk about the direction of our music?
Yeah, Dave, actually, where have you been, man? We haven't seen you in like 5 fucking weeks. We've kind of moved on without you, man.
No, I'm the leader of the band. I write the songs and sing the songs and decide the direction of the music.
Well, it's true, boys. He is the most handsome and clever and dignified member of the band.
I wouldn't go that far. I would just say I'm the pushiest.
Possibly true.
No one stands against me and my will. Anyway, you might be wondering why my asshole is glowing and smoke is emanating from my nose.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it's very subtle. But tell me more.
Is this spooky music not alarming?
Guys, Dave's acting. More like himself than ever. He must have fucking got over that girl finally.
Dave, it's good to have you back.
Girls are used for human procreation.
That is true.
I no longer require this.
Let's line up the boys. It's me, Boy One.
Hello. Greetings, Boy One.
Hello. I am Boy One. I am the bassist of the band. I'm a perfectly normal, reasonable gentleman. And I have very bassy fingers.
Big meaty sausage
good,
nuggets.
Good for slamming on big thick strings.
Yes, good for slamming puss.
Good for railing puss.
into the galactosphere.
Speaking of, I'd like to tell you where I've been.
Why am I playing three boys? What, boy number two, what do you think?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm the drummer in the band.
Silence!
I was born in Tennessee, but then I moved to Belfast.
Silence, human speech! Dave speaks now. Dave has traveled all the way from Alpha Centauri and come back with a message that music is no longer happy and funny, but music is to be sad.
Are you saying we need to change our direction?
Correct.
Okay.
Comb bangs into face. Put on eyeliner.
Do you have any songs that we could give a go?
Of course.
Okay. All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's show us what you got.
This is what we sound like now.
Your singing voice, Dave, is drastically different to your speaking
yes.
voice.
My asshole stops glowing and my eyes have pupils when I sing. When I'm done, I revert to new form. Semi-gaseous, partially solid, plasma boy.
If I may say, Dave...
Oh, yes, Scooby-Doo, our talking dog.
If I may say.
Hang on, are you the anthropomorphic dog in the band?
Yeah, I'm also the drummer.
Okay. This is a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
You know, while the band's gotten in a slightly different direction, it's morphed even. It seems like you've changed completely.
I don't see it. Same old Dave.
Same old friendly Dave.
And you may notice the difference between our new style that I've commanded and our old style. Our old style was much poppier.
Yeah, it goes.
And all of our songs were about farts.
It goes something like this.
I got a fart inside my asshole. Why don't you swallow my dick hole? I'll swallow my dick hole, swallow my dick hole, swallow my dick hole. Then do a fart all over my parts. Then do a fart, then do a fart. Yeah, yeah, then do a fart, then do a fart. Okay, then do a fart.
Do a fart. our old stuff sounds like, Dave.
Don't care. Transformed by intergalactic thought transfusion.
I'm glad we did a demonstration of what our old sound is like.
And never again.
Never ever again, because it seems like you're dictating the style of the band.
Correct.
Anyway, who am I?
Perhaps rhythm guitarist.
That's right. I'm rhythm guitarist John Joel.
Rhythm guitarist Johnson.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Rhythm Guitarist Johnson.
I got rhythm, I got style.
They go, hey, Rhythm Guitarist Johnson, hit us with a tasty lick. And he's like, all I can do is rhythm, baby. That's all I can do.
If you were to ask me to even play one lick of lead,
not even close, baby.
You would just be sorely disappointed.
Why they call me Rhythm Guitar Johnson.
Oh. Do you ever wonder if our go-to songs are too scatological?
Yeah, I do.
You ever think about that?
You ever think about how we're mid-30s men singing about pee-pee poo-poo?
Kinda.
And laughing really hard about it.
Kinda doesn't bother me.
Well, that's what Blink are doing, and they're making fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars still doing.
You know, we were talking about Linkin Park and Chester Bennington and all that, and I remembered I was trying to tell you yesterday about this really terrible...
And I went, shut the fuck up!
Really terrible Blink 182 thing I saw on YouTube, and I remembered it was at the Chester Bennington tribute where they said, we would like to bring out our friends, Blink 182.
Oh, no.
And they played one of their... No, they played a Linkin Park song.
I've got to say.
And it was horrible.
Blink did.
Messy.
What did they play?
Unrehearsed, out of tune.
Can you imagine Freddie Mercury dies? It's 1992.
I can't imagine.
He died.
I was there.
He actually died in November 1991, baby.
Well, anyway, I didn't hear about it until 92.
But there's a weird time warp or a time problem where Brian May.
Oh, I love that old British show, Time Problem.
With the boys. Time Problem with the boys.
Yeah, it actually goes. Everyone, I'm Professor Time Problem.
Professor, I'm so glad you're here.
Ah, yes, my companion, Rudy.
Look, the computer's going haywire. There's just too much time. There's too much time.
Who let all this time in here?
Oh, the room's full of time. We need to compact it back into the computer, sir.
This is really a problem of time.
Well, I'm glad you're
here. Who let all the time out of the time computer?
Can someone find the titular time problem? Right. I'm right here, sir.
And then the...
Professor Time Problem.
The cardboard robot Dave Tron comes in.
Everyone must have time problem.
Oh, no, it's the Davix.
I'm really fucking up the timeline. I'm looking at it from a horizontal point of view.
Ah, I know what you've done. Time robot Dave.
No.
You've gone back to 2001 and changed the timeline so that your band is no longer a happy pop punk band, but a sad emo punk band.
Also, I created a time worm between 2001 and 1992.
A time worm?
Oh my god, that means that bands from 2001 are traveling back to 1992!
We can't let that happen.
Good lord.
Everyone, load into the time sphere.
Get in the time van and whisk away. Let's whisk away back to 92 and get those Rudy Poos back in the semi-not modern times, but 2001 times.
But Professor...
Professor, there's a lot of characters
We have several companions, Professor. Right. Professor Time Problem.
Yes.
You've changed to a different person. Listen.
I do that every season, sir.
If
That's, oh, you've regenerated mid-episode. Excellent.
Now I'm more of a Churchillian character.
What an exciting
a
time problem.
A Churchillian character, if you will.
If they're taking a time worm, as you say.
A time worm.
A time worm from 2001 to 1992, perhaps the wrestling federations will collide. WCW will merge and collide and perhaps wrestle.
Good Lord,
with sir. WWE, which still existed in 92.
Why, it could destroy the future of wrestling.
I suppose we'll find out more next series, which will be in a year.
Yes, exposition, exposition, exposition.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right.
Yeah, I was actually going to suppose a situation, actually, before we turned on that episode of Time Problem.
Of Time Problem.
Yeah. What if, okay, imagine, like, Freddy's dead, right? Freddy's dead! And Brian May's on stage at Wembley.
Hang on a second.
And because of the time worm, he goes, "I'd now like to bring out my esteemed friends and colleagues, Blink-182. And Blink come out, and they perform, I don't know, Fart Sunday.
Hey, guys! Respect to Freddy!
Yeah!
It's time for Fart Monkey! Woo! Mark, do a shit on the stage, man!
Okay. And Brian's clapping.
Yeah, Freddy's dead! He got fucked in the butt! He got AIDS, oh yeah. I'm sorry for your loss.
He was the boss.
He was the boss. He was the top. And he was the bottom. That's how he died, cause he got AIDS.
Sorry.
Freddy's dead, he got the AIDS.
Sorry. Freddy's dead, he got the AIDS. Sorry. Freddy's dead, he got the AIDS. Sorry. Freddy's
dead, he got the AIDS. Oh yeah.
He got the AIDS.
Whoa.
He got the AIDS.
Oh, I took a poo all over the stage, Mark.
Whoops. I slipped in it, and now it's
now
in my
you
hair.
Made a skid mark.
Yep, and I'm rolling around in it. Now it's in my hair. Is this in any way?
Look up to the sky, Freddy. I know you're watching. We
You've
love
gotta
you,
be seeing
Freddy.
Us. I know you're seeing us right now on this stage at Wembley. We're always at Wembley.
I'm gonna pull out my dingus. It's covered in shit now.
Hey, it's me, Travis.
Travis!
And he jumped over the drums. I want to roll around in the shit, too.
You know something? I've never heard Travis bark.
No one, hey, no one's heard me bark.
I think if he opened his mouth, drum noises would come out.
Tell him what you think, Travis. That's right.
That's clear. It's clear what Travis said. He's so sad that Freddy's dead.
Sorry, Brian May. Everything had to go down this way. I'm sorry, we are rolling in shit. That is what I think of it.
I got a challenge for you.
Yeah.
What if Blink covered Queen? What does that sound like?
God,
we always cover the same fucking
band. It sounds horrible. We only like four bands, Dave.
This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing.
Okay.
1, 2, ready, go.
I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get around to it. I ain't ready.
Crazy little thing called love.
Oh, this thing called love. It cries like a baby in a cradle all night. It swings, it jives, it shakes all over like a jellyfish. Sound like it.
Crazy little thing called love.
Well, there goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy.
like a rock and roll fever. She leave me in a cuckoo square. I gotta be cool, relax, get hip, get on my tracks, take a back seat, hitchhike. Take a long ride on my motorbike and then
ready.
Crazy little thing to love. This thing I call up, I just can't handle it. This thing I call up, I must get around to it. Ain't ready. Crazy little thing to love. Crazy little thing to love.
Crazy little thing to love. Crazy little thing to love.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy little thing to love.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy little thing to love.
How was that?
We love Brian, you, Freddie.
How was that, Brian May? Did you enjoy it, Roger Taylor?
Is that live on stage?
Yeah.
And they're at the side of the stage shaking their heads.
Do you feel like we did you justice?
Brian, what do you think? I'm Roger Taylor.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was okay. But
oh,
really,
you sound like one of the Beatles,
well,
Brian.
Well, you know.
Oh, so do I, I suppose.
I suppose
if you
do, if you think about it. We both probably do, if you think
about
it.
What do you think of these blink lens? Do you think they're going to go somewhere?
Hello, it's me, Deaky.
It's me, Deacon John. I'm a bit like a bird.
I've come from out of the back. I've peered through the curtains.
You're still not wearing any trousers, Deacon.
Well, you know, I'm sneaky Deaky. I don't think they're very good, and I think they shouldn't play our songs.
I absolutely. I don't know why I go for this fucking Manchester accent every time. I think they like us.
I'm sorry. I think we're good
I
enough
I think they
for
really
Queen.
Like us. I think they're going to let us play another song.
I'm not going to let you play another song, Blink.
Says Joel Watson.
Says me.
Of the noise.
I went through the time worm.
Oh, we went through the time worm.
Stop, Blink. Stop ruining the Freddie Mercury tribute concert with your foul songs about poos and farting.
That's me. That's heroic me. That's
the
me.
I thought that was you as Dr. Time.
That's the me's
problem.
No, that's the me.
Professor Time Problem.
That's the me I want to be, okay. Which might be Professor Time Problem.
Professor Time Problem could turn into you. Let's get to a noise boy question and then wrap her up.
Okay, let's wrap her up.
Oh, this is not bad. I actually kind of like this one. Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Freddy.
What? Ready, Freddy.
Ready, Freddy.
I love the lack of enthusiasm in his voice.
Okay, so in your 20s, right?
Yeah.
You were invigorated. You're excited. Maybe, I don't know. You had zest that you don't have later in life.
I've got zest that I'll never have again.
In your 30s, you get content, you get complacent, you go, you know what, this isn't so bad.
It's the vim and vigor is definitely going to wash from my eyes, leaving them hollow and milky.
Tom, I am full of zest and fire. Let's write songs about poos and farting, because nothing makes me laugh harder.
See, I was just saying, do you think we're too scatological when it comes to just making jokes, and then we're sitting here emulating a band that's specifically about jack-offs and shits?
And then making fun of them, going, look at these Rudy Poos singing songs about poos, about rude poos.
I'm gonna jack off into my own shit. Yep. That's off of Dude Ranch?
Doo-doo Ranch.
Okay.
Hilarious.
All right.
Yeah. Between the one about where they want to fuck Princess Leia and then the one about where they want to fuck a dog.
All right.
It's the one about fucking turds.
Okay.
Everybody's heard about fuck turds.
Everybody's heard about fucking turds. Turd the word.
All right. Listen.
Let's grow up.
What name do you think?
Let's grow up.
Let's not. Noise Boys, you vote. You tell us. Contact us however you do. Should we grow up?
Noise Boys, you're driving on your commute in the morning with your best gal because she's coming to work
at the same place. That's right. You all work with your best gal.
You put on the Noise Hole, your favorite podcast, and we're singing about Rudy Poos.
Honey.
Runny shits.
You go, honey, this is my absolute favorite podcast, and if you like this, you get my sense of humor. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rudy Poos and big wet shits. Rudy Poos and big wet shits.
Rudy poos and big wet shits. Rudy poos and big wet shits. Rudy poos and big wet shits. Rudy poos and big wet shits. Ah, Rudy poos, big wet shits. Ah, Rudy poos, big wet shits.
We're going to go to our Patreon spotlight. This is our $20 and above noise, boys.
Hit that spotlight.
Is there a Blink song?
Of course there fucking is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Patreon, 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 spotlight. Patreon, 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 spotlight. Patreon.
Spotlight, baby.
I'm sorry. Spotlight, Patreon. What name do you think I'm going to say?
Thomas.
That's close. He's got some in there.
Tommy.
What name causes us the most confusion?
January.
Noise Boy Randall gone, Monroe.
Man. Oh, the most confusion? I was going to say something that I can't pronounce, which possibly makes me sound a little uncultured.
Patreon Spotlight, boys, you have sent an excellent selection of questions that will keep us going
so excited
for at least the month.
To hear
there's
from,
like a good 8 or 9. They're
I'm
excellent.
So excited to hear from the most important Randall Monroe on this earth.
The best one on the internet. That's all we know.
That gives us money. The best there is. The Dave, best there was.
This is a great question, and I never would have thought of it.
Go ahead.
I'm not just blowing smoke. This makes me excited.
Well, use what? Your lips.
Here it comes. Speaking with mouth.
Using brain.
Talking from face to Dave.
Listening to ears. Ears.
I think I'm getting beamed up by those same aliens that took you to Alpha Centauri.
Using ears.
Here comes brain.
Listen to question.
Randall Monroe says, what is your favorite two-boy riff? A riff that requires two guitars at once. Excellent question.
A dual guitar.
Excellent riff. Question.
A dual riff.
I have one. It's not my favorite, but I have a go-to that I absolutely love.
Is it a metal number?
No.
What is it?
It's Possum Kingdom by the Toadies.
Oh, fuck. Why don't I have an answer for this? I love
dual guitar riffs. Do this for me. E, but with the pinky. Then the A you go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. One, two, ready, go.
Is that it?
I love that.
I'm expecting something really rocking to come in.
I could also probably... Oh, yeah. Well, that's... So Gary can't play that song.
What do you mean Gary can't play
it? Because it skips a beat. He can't
Gary can only play in 4-4.
He could probably play in 3-4, but he couldn't switch back and forth because he's too fucking stupid.
I've got one for
you. You're too fucking stupid, Gary!
Oh, there's no need to whisper. Gary, you're fucking dumb. Fuck it, whatever. I got one.
Give me a two-boy riff.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. You'll know this one. So, you know this old number.
So what do I do?
So you know the middle part after the two choruses, and it goes.
Yep. Now, what's the other part? What's the second boy?
Play it.
It's the same thing.
It's a harmony. So it would be like, play the riff.
Okay. That's not bad. That's pretty good. All right, you want to do it clean one time now so we can actually have it?
One, two, three,
ready, go. Okay, that's not bad. What song is that called?
That's Wherever I'm
Wherever I Roam. Roam. Okay.
Yeah, off the Black
River rocking my hair, that's home.
That's only half of the riff. We could probably pick something else. I don't know. It's just the question surprised me because I feel like I should have a strong opinion on it that's right at the front of my brain.
I've got
and
another
I do.
If I've got another
sit
one.
Me down for 5 minutes, I could do it.
I have another one. So you're just going to go...
Hero.
Yeah. No, just that on it? Just jugga, 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 jugga. And then it has the greatest little groove at the end. Such a good song.
See, when they said when they said you need two guitars to play, I thought dual guitar riffs, like fucking, I don't know, some thrash metal, like.
That might even be what he means, but to me it means when it's not a solo, but one guy's chugging and one guy's doing some extra.
Okay, well, it's perfect. Then I've got plenty of that.
Okay, what else you got?
Let's see.
Let's do a couple more and then we're done.
Do you remember the instrumental from Justice? It was called To Live Is To
Die. I never learned any Metallica songs except for Inner Sandman, probably, when I was a kid. But I can do the chord part. How's it go?
You need A minor. You need a finger pick. So I'm going to need you to do this.
Okay. To an F or a C?
It's an F.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
2, 2, 3. Fine. That'll do.
Close enough.
So that was To Live Is To Die by Metallica.
To Live Is To Die, yeah.
We always resort to the same six fucking bands.
That's because people don't like them.
That's because people don't like that many Why are you yelling again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got mad. And that's where my anger goes.
It's because we like 6 or 7 bands only. And if we talked about the bands that we really liked that people hadn't heard of, well, then people would exit us from the podcast. they run away.
Noise boys, other noise boys that in the $20 tier that submitted those Patreon questions, they're saved and they're excellent. And feel free to submit more, but we're going to get to a lot of these because they're very insightful. I don't know if it's they paid more and so they feel like they have to ask better questions, or if they ask better questions because they paid more.
How does that work? I paid more, so I must give them a higher. It's like giving someone a nice bit of wood to carve because obviously I'm going to get a better carving out of it.
Right. I think so.
That's stupid, but okay.
No, it's not. I think it's okay. I think we've identified them as the higher. I don't want to say quality, a higher shelf level of fan. Like a top shelf fan asks a top shelf question.
It's like the fans that live in West Germany and the fans that live in East Germany.
Correct. Let's draw a line and build a wall. Okay. If you're on our Patreon, first of all, the Patreon, the location, Gary, give me a hit. The location is at patreon.com/noisehole.
Where is that again?
patreon.com/noisehole.
You can get it at patreon.com/noisehole, baby.
patreon.com/noisehole. You gotta get on our social media, Dave, which has expanded!
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice?
You know where it was.
That we got a Facebook.
I got an alert the other day and it said, you are cordially invited.
To suck a fat dick.
That was my dad sending me a message. But I got an invitation from the noise hole. I got a golden ticket and it was on Facebook.
I got a golden Facebook.
I got a golden Facebook. I got a golden Facebook.
As of this exact moment, you can go to Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook @NoiseHolePod.
@NoiseHolePod.
And join our community. If you go to that Facebook you can see the first little teaser video made by Noise Boy Thomas C.
That is correct.
It's so good. He took our Crazy Train bit and did a little animator-oo to it.
And it's hilarious.
I love it.
And so if you want to... Is that where we're putting our videos first? Just to kind of bring people over?
Man.
You don't know?
I don't know what the fuck we're doing, man.
We're just winging it.
I have no idea.
We're just winging it. We have no idea what the fuck we're doing.
We have no idea, no idea what the fuck we're doing. No idea, no idea what the fuck we're doing. We have no idea, no idea what the fuck we're doing. We have no idea, no idea what the fuck we're doing.
That's a Screeching Weasel song. That's what that is. Also, Gary, kudos. You jumped back at the right time.
You gotta go get on that Facebook. There's like sub 100 Noise Boys on that Facebook, and we're gonna put these little videos that Thomas C. makes there, and we're putting pictures. Oh! We had another Noise Boy named Phionix.
Phionix?
Who made
I love it.
A logo for the LA Turd Fest. Turds for LA. Turd Aid.
Hey!
He made a proper vector logo.
Oh my God.
I haven't even put it up yet.
Seriously?
By the time you hear this, it'll be up.
Okay, I haven't seen it. Holy shit, I saw the scribbly drawing of it.
So that's it. That's all Noise Boys.
Holy crap.
Go give us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Noise Boys.
Be nice to us.
In a world. Where there was so much destruction, so much wanton chaos.
So much wanton chaos.
There's an echo in here.
At a Chinese restaurant.
This is what an echo in a time problem sounds like. What did you say about Chinese?
Wanton chaos.
Where so many people...
Late! You were so late.
Where so many people are tearing down the world. Destroying it.
People are destroying the world.
The Noise Boys are building. Come and join us. Come and be a part of a progressive, beautiful community that sniffs the flowers rather than stands on them.
Join a new movement.
It's the Noise
of progress.
Noise Boys. It's the Noise Boys.
I think we should do "Hey, it's the Noise Boys" in the style of Professor Time Problem.
Well, how the fuck does that go?
One, two, ready, go.
Boys. Oh, hey.
Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave McElfatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.